ಲಾವಣ್ಣ ಸಾರ ರಸ ಸಾರ ಸುಖೈಕ ಸಾರಿ ಕಾರಣ್ಯ ಸಾರ ಮಧುರಾಚ ವಿರೂಪ ಸಾರಿ ವಿಲಾಸ ಸಾರಿ ರಾಧಾಭಿಧಿ ಮಮ ಮನೋಖಿಲ ಸಾರ ಸಾರಿ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಪಾವನಾವತಾರ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಪರಮಾಂತರಂಗ ಪಾರ್ಷದ ಪರಮ ಪೂಜ್ಯಪಾದ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಬೋಧಾನಂದ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಚರಣ ತಾರ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾರಸ ಸುಧಾನಿಧಿ ಗ್ರಂಥೆ ತಾರ ಪರಮ ಅಭೀಷ್ಟ ದೇವ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾರಾಣಿ ಅಪೂರ್ವ ಗುಣ ಮಾಧುರಿ ಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತ ಹೇ ಆರ್ তার সাথে সার নেক ওষুধ দান করছেন। আমরা এই শ্লোকের ব্যাখ্যা প্রসঙ্গে গতকাল এই কারুণ্য সার শব্দটির যথামতি সিন্ধু ত্যাগ বিন্দু আলোচনা করার চেষ্টা করেছি। এই যে ইষ্টের করুণা সাধকের অন্তরে আশার আলোক সম্পাদ করে থাকে মনে হয়।
So in this fourth lecture on the verse 26 of Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi, it is described that the essence of Karunya, Panaji is continuing from the part of yesterday, on the item of Karunya Sara, the essence of compassion. And he says again, like he said on the previous day, that the essence of compassion is that God creates the desire to render devotional service within the hearts of the conditioned souls. Before that, Panaji quoted the shloka, and I will again repeat the translation. My mind is completely absorbed in Sri Radha, who is the essence of natural beauty, the essence of Rasa, the only essence of bliss, the essence of compassion, the essence of all sweet, effulgent and beautiful forms, the essence of cleverness and the essence of erotic playfulness.
আমার শত শত অযোগ্যতা থাকতে পারে, আমি সাধন ভজনহীন পামর পাতকী জীবাত্ম।
I may be completely unqualified, I may not perform any sadhana, and I may be the most fallen and sinful person who exists.
কিন্তু অবিষ্টের করুণার কথা যখন মনে হয়,
but when I remember the compassion of my beloved Godhead,
তখন মনে হয় নিশ্চয়ই পাব,
then I think we'll surely attain him.
নইতে অন্ধকার আশার আলোকে নিতরিত হয়, ভাবে
it's like the lightning strike in the middle of the night. It is a very enlightening experience.
Apana ajogya dekhi mone pang khub tathapi tomar gune upajay lo.
Srimad Mahaprabhu says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when I see my own lack of qualification, I become very disturbed. But then when I get some hope, then I become, let's say, greedy if I manage to get some hope.
Apana ajogya dekhi mone pao khub sadhan bhajan shunya samsari manobhavi.
I am just a conditioned soul. Samsari manush means a conditioned soul, and I am not performing any kind of sadhan or bhajan.
সততভাবে তোমার চরণে ভক্তি লাভের অযোগ্য, কিন্তু তোমার এই করুণাগ্নের কথা যখন মনে পড়ে, সাধু শাস্ত্র মুখে যখন শুনতে পাই,
but when I hear from the Shastras and from the Sadhus how compassionate you are.
তখন তোমার চরণে ভক্তি লাভের জন্য আমার মতো পাতকী জীবেরও আশা আকাঙ্ক্ষা জাগে.
Then even a fallen soul like me can develop some hope for attaining your lotus feet.
একেই বলা হয় ভক্তের আশা বন্ধু.
This is called Asha Bandha, which is one of the hallmarks of a person who is performing Bhav Bhakti.
Sutran, ei je Bhagavanir Puruna Gun, Sarvopari, Apar Puruna Sagar Rupini, Sri Sri Radharanir Puruna Gun.
So one of the attributes and one of the main attributes of God is compassion. And that counts especially for Sri Radha, who is here called an endless or boundless ocean of compassion. That expands an extraordinary bliss within the heart of a person who has surrendered. That's why we want to continue somewhat today on the item of compassion. So the Mahajans, or the ancient Acharyas, have not only relished this, through their experiences, they have also been able to record it for us. Now we are sitting here at the lotus feet of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Charan. We are relishing this Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi Grantha.
রাধার পুরু নাম মাধুরী, তিনি রাধা দাসৈক জীবাতু.
This jivatu means a person is only staying alive, his only means of survival is the desire to render service to Srimati Radharani.
এক প্রধানন্দ সরস্বতী পাদ আর এক শ্রী শ্রী রঘুনাথ দাস গোস্বামী পাদ.
There are two such personalities. One is Raghunath Das Goswami Pad and one is Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati. They went mad for the flavor of Sri Radha. By Sri Radharani's grace, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami had the experience, the realization that she is Karuna Vidravat Deha, which means that her body melts of compassion. That is, the heart of God is melting of compassion. Generally, compassion is something which occurs in the heart. It is many times described that a person's heart melts of compassion. Bhagavan's heart is said to melt of compassion. But here there is a unique description of Radharani's body melting of compassion. See, Raghunath Das Goswami was also like that his only life sustenance was the service of Srimati Radharani, and he has given us this Apurva Samachar. This is extraordinary news. How can something mental like compassion cause one's body to melt? This is the speciality of the essential compassion of Srimati Radharani.
Usai par jakun Sri Radharani অষ্টোত্তর শতনাম কীর্তন করছেন তার স্তবাবলী গ্রন্থে, তখন এই একটা নাম দিয়েছেন রাধার, অরুণা বিদ্রবত দেহা।
So this description of Radharani's body melting of compassion we can find in the 108 names of Sri Radhika, which has been recited by Sri Raghunath Das Goswami in his Stavavali Granta. How can we prove that it is possible that the body can melt of compassion?
যাদের ভগবানের মন করুণায় গলিত হয়, যিনি ইচ্ছা করলে করুণা করতে পারেন, কিন্তু রাধারানীকে যারা দর্শন করেন দেখেন রাধারানী জানতেও না পারেন, তথাপি তার করুণা তার হৃদয়ে প্রবিষ্ট হয়ে।
Even if a person sees Radharani but does not recognize her, still her compassion is so great that it will enter into the heart of the beholder. And she will bestow prema upon the beholder. So this is means that this is the meaning of the statement that her body is melting of compassion.
আমরা গতকাল শ্রীমন মহাপ্রভুর কৃপার বৈশিষ্ট্য বর্ণনা করেছি।
Yesterday we have described the speciality of Sriman Mahaprabhu's compassion.
কতজন মহাপ্রভুকে দর্শন করেছেন হয়তো মহাপ্রভু দেখেন নাই।
So many people have seen Mahaprabhu and perhaps they had never seen him before.
এই করুণা বিদ্রবত দেহা রাধারানীর কৃপা মহাপ্রভুর মধ্যে ফলিত হয়ে।
So that feature of that the body melts of compassion is of course also transferred to Sriman Mahaprabhu because he accepted her feelings.
আর রাধিকো প্রেম দিয়ে পূর্ণ করেছে।
So that's why he was able to bless everybody by distributing prem.
এই দেখি চৈতন্যের কৃপা মহাবল, তার অনুসন্ধান বিনা
I see that Mahaprabhu was so compassionate and so kind that he bestows prem even on those who do not even search for it. That is the great power of his compassion.
প্রেম দিয়ে ধন্য করছে। এখানে আমাদের শ্রী কবি কর্ণপুর শ্রী সার্বভৌমের উক্তিতে তার শ্রী চৈতন্য চন্দ্রদয় নাটকে একটা কথা লিখেছেন।
শ্রী কবি কর্ণপুর has cited Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in his theater play Chaitanya Chandradvaya.
বলছেন যদ্যপি ভগবত ইচ্ছাধীনৈব করুণা তত্রাপি করুণা পরতন্ত্রত্ব কস্যাপি কদাপি করুণাপি স্বতন্ত্রা ভবতীতি তদা করুণায়া এব সাহায্যেন যত ভবতি তস্যৈব ভবিষ্যতীতি। এই রাধার কৃপা মহাপ্রভুর থেকে বিকাশ প্রাপ্ত। উনি বলছেন ভগবানের কৃপা সব সময়ে শ্রী ভগবানের ইচ্ছার অধীন হয় আছে।
Always the compassion of God is depending on his wish, on his willpower.
উনি ইচ্ছা করলে তো কৃপা করবেন।
He bestows mercy when he wants it.
ইচ্ছা না করলে তো কৃপা হয় না।
And if he does not want it, he will not bestow mercy.
কৃপা তো একটা শক্তি, সব শক্তি শ্রেষ্ঠ।
কৃপা is a শক্তি, is an energy of God and it is one of his most glorious ones.
আদের শক্তিমান যতক্ষণ পর্যন্ত না সেটিকে পরিচালিত করে ততক্ষণ পর্যন্ত কি করে হতে পারে।
So how can it ever be activated or launched if the energetic does not launch it. But sometimes that karuna or compassion becomes independent. Then it becomes a natural thing, sahaj vyapar. Then Kripa does not wait anymore for the permission of God's willpower. This is the Kripa of Radha.
Rupa Goswami Charan anubhav kore bolchen apara karuna pura puritantar mano dhade era bat karuna samade sripad ala manuja chakyo sri sri bhakter ekti sutrer bakhate ei karuna
So, Shripad Ramanujacharya has given a definition of compassion in the words Karunya and Daya in his commentary on the sutras.
Daya tiki, Daya hi namo, Atma nirapekha, Para dukkha asai sunuta. Daya taki bola hai. যখন অন্যের দুঃখ দর্শন করে আর দয়ালু ব্যক্তির হৃদয়টা গলিত হয়।
Compassion means that when a compassionate person sees somebody suffering, his or her heart will melt of compassion.
সেই দুঃখকে দূর করার জন্য তার একটা বিপুল আকাঙ্ক্ষা থাকে।
And he will get a very strong desire to remove the misery of the suffering person.
সেই দুঃখটি তিনি সইতে পারেন না।
Cannot tolerate the suffering of somebody else. This is called Daya. So that compassion must be causeless, because there are many people who feel compassion for others but have a secret desire to become famous as a compassionate person, or to be rewarded, like, you know, by a better birth, better circumstances, through the process of karma, or to be admired, or like that, to get some kind of worship, or even to have some personal profit. This is, of course, still very nice, but it is not considered to be causeless mercy. This is the nature of the material world. Everything has a cause. So a person who is actually compassionate is not waiting for any result in the form of being famous as a compassionate person or getting something in return. What can a worldly person give other than things that are temporary? How compassionate is that actually to the fallen souls? Now, this is just another form of bondage. This is not actual compassion.
যদি কোন দয়ালু তিনি এই সংসারবদ্ধ মানবের সংসার কথা দূর করে আর ভগবানের চরণে প্রেম দান করতে পারেন, তবে তাকে আমরা দয়ালু বলবো।
Therefore, we call a person who is actually compassionate, a person who shows the way to the worship of and the surrender to God, so that the endless repetition of reincarnation can be stopped. This is an actually compassionate person. A person who has no prem himself cannot give prem to somebody else. So a person who is not able to liberate others will feel very unhappy about it. Such a person is called the devotee of Krishna. So that person is actually desiring to bestow his mercy upon the fallen souls, but the acharyas say that this is not, in fact, practically speaking, the mercy of the devotee, but the mercy of God himself. So therefore we follow in the footsteps of the philosophy of Sri Jiva Goswami, who is also called Jiva Bandhu, he's called Jiva Goswami, because he's the friend of all the living entities, the jivas. It is all by the compassion of the Lord himself that a person can become liberated and achieve prem. The Lord can see that billions and trillions of living entities are suffering non-stop the tribulations of material existence and conditioning. But is it possible that their cries of misery will pierce through the layers of the universe and attain the spiritual sky? It cannot. It is impossible for the cries of misery of the living entities to attain the blissful spiritual world and the ears of Govinda. Just as the darkness cannot exist where the sun exists. Krishna is compared to the sun, and ignorance is compared to darkness. Wherever there is the sun, there can be no darkness of ignorance. Therefore, it is impossible for Govinda to hear and to understand the misery of the living entities. So then, what is the means to save the conditioned souls? There is only one way, because the loving devotees, they are right in front, faced, so to say, with the conditioned souls.
তাদের হৃদয়টা বিগলিত হচ্ছে,
They can witness it themselves with their own eyes, and when they see the misery of the conditioned souls, their hearts are melting with compassion. How can they also achieve bhajan and therefore also achieve love for Govinda? So Krishna is giving that power, let's say a mandate or empowerment to the premic bhaktas to have compassion for the conditioned souls and to save them. So the sadhus and the Vaishnavas are actually the carriers, the porters, so to say, of God's compassion. The Lord, according to Sri Jiva Goswami, has invested his compassion in the hearts of the pure devotees, since he cannot experience it himself. So the medium through which this compassion is empowered by Govinda is through the medium of satsanga, because again the sadhus can only, because they have experienced themselves in the material world, only they can understand the suffering of the living entity. So Sri Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya has compared the material existence with a dream. You should swapne sangsar ke swapna mano, means you should consider the whole material, our material lives, to be simply a dream. The conditioned soul is therefore compared to a person who is sleeping. And the actual means and the vehicle of devotional service can only be the human body. So the actual sleep or the dream takes 2 or 4 hours, but the dream of material existence that takes years. So when a person sees, dreams that he is being attacked by a snake, he begins to scream. Help! He says help, help, but still he will not stop sleeping. Maybe a person who is awake is standing close by. So the person who is awake and stands next to the dreaming person, he can easily understand that the sleeping person has a nightmare. And then he screams, you know, get up, you know, wake up, you know, like you chase away a dog. So then the sleep is gone, and with the sleep the dream is gone, and with the dream the fear is also gone. It's clear. So in the same way, the sadhus, they are calling out to the conditioned souls. Get up. So the sadhu wakes up the conditioned souls out of compassion, understanding that they are having a nightmare. That compassion means the inability to tolerate the suffering of somebody else. It is only the good fortune of the conditioned souls that there are always some sadhus wandering over the world. And through them they can attain the grace of the Lord. Because they are carriers of the Lord's compassion. They are bestowing sadhana and bhajan. So the conditioned souls are then able to become blessed by attaining prem through performing sadhana that they have received by their grace. That is the actual factual activity of karuna or compassion. This is the mercy of the Lord. The ingredient of sadhana bhajan is the compassion of the sadhu and of God. The sadhana bhajan is of course necessary to awaken these feelings. When Bhagavan sees that somebody is unqualified, he will not bestow prema upon that person. It is like something that is like an antidote that will not work. So similarly, if a person sees that that there is an antidote in the heart, then God cannot, even if he bestows the nectar of his compassion, it will simply backfire. Prem is only manifest in a heart which is purified by which is called Shuddha Sattva. This is explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Rupa Goswami. The Krishna Prem is actually eternally situated in everybody's heart, but it is not something that is achievable, so to say. It will only arise when the heart is purified by the process of hearing and chanting.
Sanatana Goswami Charan, Tar Sri Vrijadbhagavatam,
In his commentary to his own Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sri Sanatana Goswami Pad gives a very beautiful example. So a very charitable person may give somebody all the ingredients for cooking his own meal. Just cook it, then offer it, and then take prasad. Then an unfortunate person came to that same charitable booth, but he had no pot or so, spoons or pots to cook with. He also had no place to cook. I just want some rice, because what shall I do with all these ingredients if I cannot cook? Get out of here, there is no cooked food here, you can only get ingredients. Because he has no cooked food, what can he do? We cannot give it, he doesn't have it. So then the charitable booth is closing and the owner goes into the house. Then he remembers that there was one person who could not cook for himself and he could not get anything to eat. He was wondering if he is still standing outside of his house in a very hungry state. So he asked one servant, can you see if this beggar is still standing outside, feeling hungry? The servant went out and looked and said, yes, he's still standing there. So then he went out and gave him the meal, which was made by the same ingredients that he gave in a raw way to all the others. In other words, this is a comparison between sadhana siddha and kripa siddha. Sadhana siddhi and kripa siddhi. Sadhana siddhi is compared to the way that everybody had to cook their own meal, but they would get the ingredients. So in the same way, all the sadhakas, they get diksha, they get a good place to do bhajan, they get books and things like that. And then they have to cook for themselves, so to say. They have to achieve prem through these ingredients that they get. But in a rare case, as in this case, when the beggar had no means to cook for himself and the owner of the charitable institution had enough compassion to give him a meal, a cooked meal anyway, this is comparable to a person who gets kripa siddhi, a person who attains siddhi simply without doing any bhajan at all.
কৃপা আছে, সে কৃপা সাধন ভজনের অপেক্ষা করে না।
That kind of kripa is not dependent on any amount of sadhana or bhajan that is being performed. This prem can be achieved also without sadhana. It's called Kripa Siddhi in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami, but he also acknowledges that this is very rarely achieved. When it is a very great excess of compassion, then a person can achieve prem even without doing sadhana and bhajan. But this is very, very rare. Generally, everybody must perform sadhana to attain prem. This is the rule. But Radharani is called the essence of compassion. Because the compassion of her is not comparable to the compassion of God. It is the limit of compassion.
Essence.
Because it is being said that simply by seeing Sri Radha, one achieves prema. One does not have to perform any bhajan for that. How is it possible that you can achieve prema simply by seeing somebody and without doing any sadhana? Because the Chaitanya Charitamrita said that the goal is not achievable without any sadhana. Then there seems to be a breach in that rule when this is effect. This is the speciality of Sri Radha's Kripa, that when she appears before you, there is no more need to perform any sadhana. Why not? In each Shakti, that is, in each female godhead, there is a certain power to bestow something on mere sight. For instance, Kalidas, the great Indian poet, once had the darshan of Saraswati. He was actually a fool, but he was very eager. He could not read, but Saraswati bestowed his darshan upon him, her darshan upon him. So immediately he could compose and chant Sanskrit verses. Because Saraswati is a storehouse of all knowledge. And he had a direct darshan. So he didn't have to study or go to school or learn any grammar or so. It was simply by having heard darshan. So Durga Devi is also there, and she is full of what is called kalyan or auspiciousness. So those people who desire auspiciousness but do not practice anything to achieve that auspiciousness can still attain it by having the darshan of Durga. Kali has great power. And that power is immediately achieved by simply having the darshan of Kali. And Sri Radha has a great abundance of prema. So therefore those people who see, who just see Sri Radharani, they will immediately achieve prema without any sadhana. This is certain. That's why she's called Karunya Sari, the essence of compassion. Her grace is much greater than that of Govinda, it is the essence. Sri Radha, according to Sri Sanatana Goswami and his Brihad Bhagavatamrita, is the embodiment of prema. She is the presiding goddess over the essence of Krishna's pleasure potency. So if the prema is so intense in her that if somebody simply sees her, that person can immediately experience the embodiment of prema. And he will, alongside, he will also attain prema.